Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies. With all the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow.
What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you, and well, here we have a market rally. It's been an extremely volatile time, and of course, amazingly enough, well, not amazing enough because it was kind of made sense. The volatility collapsed. It's still in pretty good shape, but obviously much lower from being in the 40s and as high as 50. It's now back down to 22, the volatility index. I don't think that's any big deal, but it is. You know, this is what happens when it gets too carried away on one side or the other. It should be no shock or no surprise to anybody that that is what happens. You have this type of stuff happens all the time, and it gets overdone one way or the other. And I think we're getting overdone to the upside at the moment in the markets. I do believe that the top is in. And again, it doesn't mean we're going straight down. And I think that, you know, if you look for here, you know, somewhere between 27 and 2750 in the S&P, I think that gets you a possible ending. You know, it's about as high as we can go back up. And again, this is not anything but actual stuff that happens within the markets. They trade like this all the time. So I wouldn't be surprised whatsoever as to what's going on. I think there's a lot of other things that you look at from the markets, and they're giving you a lot of clues, and possibly that of the top. Usually when markets are topping out, they have very volatile swings. And I think that is something that, you know, again, we just have to recognize what's going on and how it happens. And then you find out that that's exactly right. And again, we're not telling you the world's coming to an end. And of course, I would never tell you that. And I've told you, if you're an investor, then you shouldn't do anything. Just hopefully that you've hedged. Because obviously, just the people who have hedged recently have just found themselves, you know, rolling their hedges out, taking a lot of dough, and now actually bought the bottom of the market in theory. And again, this is something that, you know, again, it's pretty mathematical. It's pretty simple. And that's where the roll has to come from when you're trading. And if you do it right, then you're going to find yourself in a great spot while you're at all times, while you're protected. And I think that is exactly why we talk about the world of hedging and the world of how to trade and why certain things happen in markets. And again, this is just another example of us having a better and pure understanding of the general markets instead of not. And that, to me, should show you the difference in why you have to have a very keen understanding of how the markets function and how the markets work. And if you get that, then you'll find yourself always in a much happier place, as they say. Because that is exactly what happens when you find yourself in that much happier spot, because you're doing the right things and you're letting the market talk to you. You're not trying to tell the market what to do. And I think that's something that's always important from our standpoint, is to make sure that we find out from the markets what it's supposed to do, not what we think it should do because we have an opinion. We know one thing for a fact, that opinions have ruined more traders and investors than anything else. Because when we let our opinion get in the way, we find out that there's a bigger problem in the world. And you know, again, I'm not telling you that we're going to crumble or the markets are going to go down. I'm just telling you that what we see is simply one thing, very simply, is that the markets look like they're trying to top out here. And that would be what I would subscribe to based on what the charts are telling me. Now, that can change. Certainly, it can change at any time. You know, markets, just because we see one thing today doesn't mean that that pattern can't change tomorrow. And I warn you, as a 30-year pro or 38-year pro of this stuff, that the worst thing you can do is try to convince yourself that you're right and that the markets are going to do something, because the only thing we can benefit from is if we let the markets do their thing, and if we allow ourselves to be open-minded about what is happening and what can happen, and that will give you a better handle on trading and the markets in general. But if you continue to try to outsmart or outguess the market and try to make your own footprints or see footprints that aren't there because you have an opinion, you will typically find yourself, as they say, in the toilet. Okay. And that, I think, is something that we have to recognize from our overall view of the market, is putting ourselves in a position that we cannot succeed because we're thinking that we are smarter than the market. Okay. And I warn you on a regular basis to not put yourself in a position to believe that you have a better feel and a better handle than the markets themselves, because the markets themselves understand what they're trying to do and what they're trying to accomplish. And if you put yourself in that best position, you will then find out that, oh yeah, that is a better way to go, and it will give me a better opportunity. You know, it's like anything else. You know, I will give you a strong opinion if I have the backup to understand that business, all right? And that's always something that we have to be very careful about, is to make sure that at least we have a great understanding of why we're formulating that opinion. Because again, opinions are like, you can fill in the blank, everybody's got one, okay? And basically, opinions are worthless because the markets are going to do what the markets are going to do, and we aren't going to be able to convince it otherwise. So I always warn you about things like that, because when we do the thing and put ourselves in that position, you end up in the old doucheroony. And I think that, you know, it's like when I teach the hedging, you know, I continually teach people that it's not me formulating an opinion, okay? It's me explaining to you the math behind it, because the markets are very mathematical, all right? So we have to understand the math behind the market and not, again, put our emotions into play, because what you will find out in any walk of life, emotions will drill you and you will not be happy. It always goes back to my example. Have you ever said something in the heat of passion to somebody that you wish you could take back? And that will happen when you're trading as well. There'll be trades you'll make because you got caught up in the heat of the moment and you'd wish you could take those back. And that's something that is extremely important to you as a trader and as an investor, is to keep those emotions in check. In the meantime, this is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horwitz, and of course, highschoolinvesting.com. You know, I ask about it every day. And again, I'm trying to do the right thing. You know, I like to give back, and I'm hoping that you'll come back and help me give back, because I want to help educate our youth. So I won't be around when it becomes fruition, but at least my kids will hopefully benefit from the knowledge that they will get out of that program, and your kids and grandchildren. So go to patreon.com/BubbaTrading and make a small contribution. And of course, I will give you a free week of the advisory service if you do so. And don't forget to download the show every day at libertytalk.fm. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horwitz, will be right back with more after the break. The Bubba Show. Welcome back to the show, The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz, and, you know, we've been talking about a couple of things. And, you know, I'll tell you something. Nothing irritates me. Nothing pisses me off more as you know or don't know, I do a lot of TV work. I do work for a lot of the major networks. And nothing makes me more angry than when they start talking about things they have no idea what they're talking about. And today, that thing is program trading. Okay? Now, program trading is what it is. Now, the first thing I will say about program trading is nothing has benefited the small investor, the mom and pop, more than program trading. Okay? It has brought the cost down of commissions. It has brought down the bid offer spreads. In other words, making them tighter. So giving the average trader investor a better shot. So you get better commissions, you get better trades, you get better fills. So why is it that people want to talk about program trading when they had no idea? Now, it sounds good when you talk about program trading because it makes you sound like you mightn't have an idea of what you're talking about. But again, I tell you that they don't because they don't understand it. You know, it's like only the programs drive the market lower. Well, we know that programs trade on both sides of the market. That is what the program trading is. So why would we, you know, get caught up in a situation that we only think that the program trading can help only going down? Program trading does for both. Okay. It creates opportunities for both and it makes the market move. It makes the volatility a little bit higher. But at the end of the day, what it really does is it creates better opportunities for retail investors because investors should not be worried about the day-to-day tick or trip. They should be worried about investing in their portfolios and investing money they can afford to invest without giving away money that they can't. So the programs, what they have done, they've reduced commissions by about 90% from the old days. They have tightened up. You know, when I first started trading, the markets were in fractions. The closest market you could have was $6.25 or 6.25 cents. Now you can get a penny wide market. So which is better for the retail investor, 6.25 or a penny wide? And that's, you know, IBM, you couldn't get a penny wide market. IBM, you had a 50 cent to a dollar wide market. OK, the options had a $25 to a $50 market. So who's better off? Is program trading better? And of course, that's where the Michael Lewis in his book was a fraud, because program trading is a benefit to everybody. It first of all, it creates liquidity. When you eliminated the market makers, you had to bring something in to replace them, and that was actually would be program trading is actually a replacement because they're always making markets. The markets are much tighter than they've ever been, even in faster markets. So, you know, again, you've done something and yet you have people continuing to try to want you to believe that the overall program is a bad thing. And again, program trading pushes the markets up and it pushes down, but they only talk about it when the markets go down, because when it's going up, everybody should be happy. And I think, again, that is a critical error from that standpoint for those of you who believe in that crap, that program trading is a bad thing. Because, again, look, do they take a little bit of advantage in there? Of course they do, but they're not taking anywhere near what was taken before. The bid offer spread and the commissions are the same. So why is it, you know, I was on Fox this morning and I got into, you know, not an argument, but, you know, well, it's only program trading. Well, again, the program trading is both sides. So what difference does it make? It's not like the programs only kick in when the markets are going down. They trade all the time. So are we going to really buy that crap that it's program trading? Again, to me, that's a ridiculous a worry, and it shouldn't be even a topic or part of the conversation for those very simple reasons. Because at the end of the day, program trading has never been better for anybody than it is today. So Michael Lewis and the Flash Boys and all the others, you know, hey, you want to take humans out of the business, then you have to have something to replace them. You know, I'm not a big fan that they replaced all the market makers with machines, but that's what they did. So, you know, listen, the exchanges are profit organizations and they make big profits on that stuff. So they're not going to let it go and they're not going to change it. And I think you just have to remember that that is indeed where we are and where we stand. And not think about the other stuff. It doesn't make a lot of sense. So the markets are whipping around. And of course, you know, obviously when you have program trading, it gets to be a fast market, but it's a fast market anyways. Now you think about this for a minute. You're trading at home on your computer and you get the flash boys and they're pushing the markets all over the place, but you put an order and you're going to get a report to fill fairly quickly. Back in the day, you had to call your broker. The broker had to call the floor and you got hosed by the time you got your order back and you didn't even get a report half the time right away. So you had no idea where you stood. So again, I ask you to tell me which is a better scenario for the average trader. Now, an investor for sure, because an investor is not buying and selling. An investor is buying or selling at the time. But in the meantime, they're paying less for the stock because of the spread and they're paying less because of the commission. You know, you made a trade, you know, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, and it cost you $200 to buy 100 shares of stock. Now you can do that for $8 or less. So again, I ask you to say which is better. And of course, we all know the answer to that. So, you know, these guys would quit blaming everybody. And this is the problem when you want to make the market go higher all the time. You know, when you want everybody to believe, I believe. Okay. Look, the markets go up, the markets go down. Right now, they're going up, you know, yesterday, today. And is that going to continue? Well, I don't know. We're right back at the level that we wanted to sell in resistance. So, you know, this is a key level for the markets. If they can push through, then maybe we're going back to the highs. But I would not be interested. I'm not a buyer for sure. I'm looking for spots to sell. And that'll depend on, you know, if they can take the highs out or not. I've said on this show many times that what we wanted to see is a big sell-off. And then we wanted to see the subsequent rally and look to see if we could actually sell into that rally. And of course, that is exactly what we would like to do now. Now, again, it doesn't mean the top is, but the action, the market action is very consistent with a potential top in the market. Okay. And again, does that guarantee a top? No, nothing is ever guaranteed. Okay. The only thing that's guaranteed is you're going to drop dead at some point. Okay. And until then, you're going to wake up in the morning. And you know, and taxes are, you know, they always say death and taxes. Well, taxes are not guaranteed because some people don't pay taxes. So we can look at it from any point we want. But my simple point to you is just this. All right. Let the markets be the markets. Understand that the speedy boys have no effect on you and they aren't going to affect what you do. And realize that you've got a benefit. Because when you have no humans that they have to handle it, you can put your order in within a microsecond and be done and ready to go versus having to pick up the phone and call somebody. And you know, when it was really busy back in the day, they weren't answering the phones. Okay. So think about the difference. And then the next time you hear somebody talk about the flash boys or the program trading, tell them, oh, Bubba said they're full of crap. Because that's exactly what's going on, is that they are full of crap. And again, it's just the way life goes. I don't want you to think anything differently. It's just that they happen to be full of potatoes. But in the meantime, you know, I don't know if you're aware of this or not. I talk about it a lot, but you might not have heard. But I always do a daily update every day after the market closes. It's a video that I put together on YouTube. And of course, I want to share it with you. I do it for you guys. And I want you to know what I'm thinking about the market, where I think it's going, what I think is going to happen next. And all you have to do to get a hold of that is go to bubbatrading.com. A little box will pop up and you get it for free. I'm not trying to sell you anything. You know, listen, I don't want to sell anybody anything they don't want. So if you want something, you buy it from me. If you don't want it, you don't buy it. That's all. But the video is just simply 3 to 5 minutes of what I thought has happened and telling you what I expect to happen. In the meantime, don't forget that, you know, LibertyTalk.fm is my station, and I want you to download my show every day. as well as the Sporting Edge on the weekends. Help a brother out. We're trying to get to 1 million downloads a month, and I could certainly use your help to get there. So make sure you download it for me every single day. In the meantime, this is The Bubba Show, Todd Bob Horowitz. I'll be right back with more after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bob Horowitz. What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here. The long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialdini, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report. Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. And, you know, as I ragged on the trading, now I'm going to rag on one of my buddies. Actually, we don't know each other face-to-face, but he rags on me on Twitter all the time. I didn't even rag. He's very, very complimentary. He loves the show. And I'm going to give him a shout-out. Todd, another Todd, I appreciate everything you do, and it is very nice. But I do have a beef with you on oil, okay? And you were calling for higher oil, and I was calling for lower oil. And I say that oil doesn't see 70 again, okay? And I'm going to say it out loud. If it sees 70, I think you said June 1st, maybe. I don't remember the date. But whatever date, if it sees 70, I'm closing down the Bubba Show, and I'm closing down my trading account. I'm going to quit. I'm going to retire, all right, if it sees 70, all right? I don't see it. I don't see any reason why it should go to 70. I don't see any reason. There's no fundamental basis of why it should go there, you know, and especially if the rates continue to go bananas, and they certainly are, to me, it would be even less of a reason. I don't see any particular case. I don't see a bull case in oil. Okay. It's going farther than I thought it could go. And the fact of the matter is as I see oil at some point in time in my, maybe not in my life, but within the next 20 years, I expect to see it under $10 again at some point. And again, that's not a prediction for today. We're going to trade the markets. I never make those kind of predictions. But you would have to think, you know, other than big oil having the big grip on the government, you'd have to think that we're going to come up with more alternative fuel sources. We're going to come up with better fuel economy type of stuff. So wouldn't that make sense that we would not have a reason for oil to continue to go higher? I mean, you would think by this time we wouldn't even need oil, all right, that we would have solved the oil case, all right, and been done with oil. Because why, you know, the only reason we still have oil as our main energy source is because overall the government, the guys who benefit from the money that they get from the lobbyists and from big oil is what keeps everything going. And again, I think that's a hunk of crap myself. I'm not a big fan of big oil. I mean, again, certainly it served a purpose, and certainly it can be, you know, eliminated. And I think this is one of the problems that I have is like, well, why haven't we eliminated big oil? You know, we've had enough struggles, and now we do have over a 200-year supply in this country at current usage. Now, yes, there'll be more usage because there'll be more population. But the fuel economy should change it. So I don't see any reason to believe there won't be more than 200 years. And again, if you take into consideration the simple fact that there's more than that, but the 200-year supply is at easy places where it does not affect the greenies. So I ask you, why would it be a concern? And why should oil continue to go higher? I can't see it. I can't put my head around it. Besides the fact that the technicals don't look good either. All right. So my simple point to you, my friend, again, I do appreciate you, and I am very happy that you're one of my Twitter followers, and you put in a lot of nice comments, and you put something that you like in your opinions, which is great. I'm a free market guy. I believe in free opinions and free markets. So I challenge you to that oil will never see 70. Okay. And never is a long time, but you know, not in the near future. I don't see it. I can only be short oil at this point. It's just like, in my opinion, I can only be long grains at this point. Now, I don't have to play either market, but if I did play, I could only be in one side or the other. I could not be short grains. I think I'd be throwing my money away. And I cannot be long oil because, again, I think I'd be throwing my money away. And I think that is something that I find, you know, very interesting. And I think we all have a tendency to get caught up in the words of the media, and they're continuing to trollop about what you need. And again, first of all, most of the media doesn't have an idea of a market in general. They don't know how they work. They don't know what they mean. They don't know anything. That's number one. Okay. So that becomes an issue that I talk about. Number two, I don't think that they really necessarily care. Even if they have an idea, they still want to be to the bull side of everything, because that's what keeps the TV viewers coming, is the bull side. Okay. It's not the bear side. It's the bull side. And I think that's another issue that, you know, we should, you know, make sure we take hold of and understand, because at the end of the day, it shouldn't matter what side of the markets are going. We should be reporting the information without bias, without greed, and how we're going to make money from it. Okay. I think that's a challenge in my mind. And of course, now we've got the talk of the government shutdown again. And of course, the left is being imbeciles this time. Now, again, this is not a left or right issue. The right has been imbeciles plenty of times in the past. But in this particular case right now, the left is being the imbecile, and they're being it more belligerently. And I think that Sarah Huckabee Sanders said something that was extremely interesting. And basically she said, so you people you hate Donald Trump more than you love America. And I thought that made a lot of sense, right? I mean, you know, watching them work, watching them react and do things, it doesn't make sense, because you should care and love America. You should love who we are and what we're trying to do. And I think that that's one of the issues, that these people don't care. You know, Gutierrez, he don't care. Now, that should say something to you, the voters. Anybody would vote for that idiot ever again, a guy who walks out when it was a bipartisan USA, USA, is an idiot. Okay. Anybody who would look like she needed a fleet enema the entire night, Nancy Pelosi, is an idiot. Now, again, idiot is in different terms, but again, that's your president for now. You're not getting rid of your president. And isn't it better to make things work than try to make things worse? I don't understand how they could be so ignorant, because it can't be good for the people that voted for Donald Trump, because they're going to vote for him again. Look at what he's accomplished. You know, the stock market, I don't give him credit. I don't give him, when it breaks, because it's going to break, I don't take it away from him. But the growth he has created, the regulations that he has reduced, all of those things are something that we should be thankful for and understand that has made things better in general. So why would you, again, I asked the question, just like Sarah Huckabee Sanders, why do you hate Donald Trump, President Donald Trump, more than you love America? It's just not a very good thing for us as Americans to be this divisive over nonsense. And at the end of the day, they're all crooks. Okay. I think the most honest person in the entire political system that I know is President Trump, because it seems to me that he's just running a business. I think he feels that he's just running a business. I think he's just running a business. And I've said years before, when I was running for president, you know, obviously I couldn't get in, but when I was goofing around and wanted to be president, and I would like to be president, is you run the country like a business. And you can't worry about all the little details. You have to do things. And unfortunately, President Trump has to get involved and stuck into a lot of these little battles that are nonsense. And I don't see why, you know, we have to have these continual people that, that have special interest, giving them all kinds of money. They have special interest doing all kinds of things. And they get these plush jobs when they get, if they decide to go out into the free world, they get these plush jobs. Look at Ben Bernanke. Now, he wasn't necessarily a government employee, but he was appointed by the president, right? Now, why would he get such a plush job? You know, is he that smart? I mean, I think he did a horrible job with everything that we've seen. Okay, I think the Fed has done a horrible job here. So why should they get the money when they're in office, get the plush jobs when they're out of office? And we've already had proof that some of the Fed chairs, from the Fed presidents, the individual ones, have done things that were not necessarily legal, like selling information to hedge funds. So again, it doesn't, it always strikes a funky chord with me when you see a lot of these things happen, because where is the righteousness? Where is the real world? Where is it that we're straight up and honest versus having this criminal activity? And I don't know if they call it criminal activity. I do, because I don't think we should be paying people off and having and letting special interest groups and lobbyists buy votes. To me, I find that appalling. That's the system that we have to go by. And I think that's one of the things. And I'm hoping, you know, with the CR, the continuing resolution, I'm hoping that Donald Trump shuts the government down. That's what I'm hoping for. Okay. Because you cannot give in now. He gave in on the tax plan, as far as I'm concerned. He cannot give in now. He's got to stand strong. Okay. Now, again, I understand it's going to hurt some people, but, you know, we have to take some pressure because we cannot allow the in this case it's the left, sometimes it's the right, but in this case the left push you around. So you know what, shut it down, burn the train, and get it done. There's no reason, and that's what I believe deep in my heart, that we've got to stop it somewhere, and I think this is the time to stop it. In the meantime, we're never going to stop the high school investing program. Hopefully I'll get some donors, because I'm running out of money to run it myself, as I've done for 7 years. But if you'd like to help us out, patreon.com/BubbaTrading. And if you do make a donation there, you get a free week of my advisory to check it out. And of course, I urge you to do so. And don't forget to download the Bubba Show every day at libertytalk.fm. You know, where I continue to try to educate and help you get by. And this is, of course, the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. We're going to stop out of a break. We'll be right back after the break with more. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. Welcome back to the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, and we've had a whole bunch of stuff going on, and I've been bitching the whole time, and I don't know, should I continue bitching? You know, I'm saddened by the lack of knowledge that we see, that we have, by some of the most powerful people in the world. I'm saddened that the Fed is going to stick it to us, not them directly, but from their actions, are going to stick it to us again. You know, one of the big issues that nobody wants to talk about is the U.S. dollar. And of course, the dollar has remained weak, but on Wednesday, it got back over 90 again. And of course, that is not good for the interest rate markets, because the lower dollar at least kept foreign money able to borrow at lower rates because their dollars bought more. But as the dollars start to change direction, that is no longer the case. And what's going to happen is you're going to see, as I've said earlier, I believe the black swan event this year, or in this particular market, is going to be the Federal Reserve. I believe that they have totally butchered this, which they have done 1,000 times in the past. You know, every time they get involved, nothing good ever comes of the Fed. Okay, in my opinion, they've done nothing good. Now, again, obviously, if you've made billions of dollars, you're loving the Fed. But in my eyes, they have never done anything worthwhile, and their policies are not very good. Again, these are my opinions. These aren't facts, but I think my opinion is pretty good. Okay, they continue to butcher an economy. And I think, quite frankly, had we have not done anything back in 08 and let the banks go broke that couldn't support themselves and bailed out the investor to those banks with the money, I believe we would have such a flourishing economy right now that it would be sickening how good things would be. And I believe that. I believe that the true, if you were to let the markets sort it out by themselves, you would have come back much stronger. But no, here we are once again in another bubble built by our friends at the Federal Reserve. And of course, bubbles are never good. And of course, this bubble is not going to be good either. It's going to burst. It's going to get ugly. And of course, we're going to be sitting there wondering, how did it happen again? And the poor guy investor, poor gal investor, who's forced all their money in, is going to wonder what the hell happened to their retirement savings for the second time in 10 years. And, you know, that's the problem when you don't let the free markets dictate. That's the problem when you give banks such a big break. You know, banks have a big break to begin with. You know, fractional banking and the ability for them to print money, which is what they're doing, when you can leverage out your loan values, you're creating money. And so I think that that's another appalling stat that they, because they're not lending it out to the people that need it. You know, you want to lend it out to people that need it? I'm with you. You want to lend it out to the big corporations that are just taking the money because it's cheap and they know that for every dollar they borrow, they can make more than they can make no matter what. That to me is another sad state of the affairs that we're seeing right now. I think that that brings in a bunch of more trouble to the overall economy. And of course, that's why the economy is going to collapse. Now, I know there's three or four Fed jerks speaking today at different times of the day. Who knows what they're going to say? I don't really care. Whatever they say, it's going to be worthless because it's always shaded. And of course, you know, the Fed is Congress. Although the Fed's a private corporation, they are actually, you know, the money printers for the government. And to me, that, again, that makes no sense either. And how our people, our country, allowed the Fed to be even put together in 1913 is another thing that just boggles the mind. You know, central banking started in England in the 1600s, and it's never worked. It's never going to work because you cannot, you know, you remember the movie, I think it was with Morgan Freeman and Jim Carrey. I forget the name. It was about God. Having something, I think. In the meantime, you cannot affect free will. Okay. And that's what I think they did. I don't know how they, you know, I don't know how the people let them get away with it. They attacked on free will and convinced people to do this. And of course, once the ball got rolling, it ended up even being worse. And to me, that's another issue that, again, why should a business, why is the banking industry put aside from going out of business like many small businesses? And again, I think that is, you know, more of a criminal activity. I don't mean they're going to go to jail for it, although they do a lot of things they go to jail for. But I think that that's another problem that is not logical. OK, and why should they be supported? Why should they be put in? And again, where does it say anywhere that the bank should be bailed out? Okay, I'm not happy about that. I think now with the cryptocurrency world, we've got, you know, a new problem. And because the regulators, they want to figure out a way to get involved there. Why? It's not because they care, except they care about their tax money. Okay, that's the issue. It's always about the taxes. Right? It's always about the revenue that they can collect, the stuff they can glom away from the average American. And I think that sucks. I hate it that they take advantage of the situations on a regular basis when they shouldn't be able to do so. Again, that goes back to true free markets. That's what's so beautiful about the crypto world. Okay, they're still free. You know, I know they're somewhat of a bubble. We've seen a big collapse, but they're going to be around in some form forever. Now, that's going to be the new thing. The blockchain is going to be the new thing. The ledger that you can see into is going to be a new thing. And, you know, hopefully they'll be able to hold their ground and not let the government regulate it, nor put it into a subject to tax. Because, again, that's why it was developed, and I believe, is because it's decentralized. And there's really no need for, you know, you get no bargain from centralized banking. I'd like to go back to the old days where you couldn't even have branch banking. I didn't like it in the first place. You know, this is where you eliminated, you grew these conglomerate banks that all own, you know, let's say 10% of the system or 11%. I think 11 is the maximum they can own in percentage wise. And they've destroyed every small bank. Again, to me, these are issues that, you know, have nothing to do with the stock market, but they have something to do with the economy. They have something to do with Americans. They have something to do with us. And I'm quite frankly sick and tired of being, you know, the fall guy for the crap that they pull. Who said that they should be able to do all this? And where is it written? And why is it forgiven and understood? That's what I don't understand. Because my views are very simple. All right. You got a business. If you can support the business, great. If you can't, can you borrow money? If you can't borrow money, then you have to go to business. And why are the banks, you know, again, why were the banks bailed out? You know, was it going to cause a major collapse? Could the collapse have been any worse? Would we have gone to zero? All right. You know, again, the recession, you know, you can hear talk about and listen to the how much more money we're making today. But most people, even with the 2.9% in the last jobs number, are still making less than they were making 20 years ago. So what good does it all do? Okay. It's all phony. Phony baloney, we call it. And why? Because we let imbeciles run the roost. This is the problem that we have, because you don't get the choice of a true free market. And that's always the case, is where is the actual true, fair, and free market? And until we get that, we're going to continue to have the same issues and the same problems over and over and over again, because the librarians have no clue of what's going to happen next. And there's where the biggest fault comes, is when you write a theory, okay, you have to be able to adjust that theory. And hopefully the new Fed chair will be able to do so, but I'm not convinced, because I think anybody involved in that Fed is like anybody involved in the government. They all fall into that same trap when it's said and done. But we're not going to fall in a trap. This is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. And remember, libertytalk.fm, download the show every single day, help a brother out. And don't forget to get yourself Bubba's Daily Update. Just go to BubbaTrading.com and you fill out the little form you get for free every day. I email you. Thanks so much, everybody. I always appreciate you and love you, Todd. And this is Todd Bubba Horowitz, The Bubba Show. We'll see you later, everybody. Have a great day.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.